I'm feeling particularly vain tonight. But it's like a watched pot. I don't know if any of you have ever watched pot, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Pot was not made for watching, if you know what I mean. So like I was saying, it's a very special broadcast. Oh, it's so special. The theme of this broadcast is, it's not the same. Referring to the fact that it's just not the same to do it late at night as it is in the morning. In the morning, I'm awake. Now I'm ready to go to sleep. I mean, in the morning, I go back to sleep after the broadcast. So the broadcast is like in the middle of my sleep. I barely get up in the morning. I get dressed and I walk the dog, but I'm not really fully awake, you see. So the broadcast is like something that I do just before I return to the sleep state that I've never really left. Ooh, that's nice. Okay, so that's not what's happening here tonight. This is a midnight broadcast. And we'll be featuring the text of one of our listeners, Dan. Hey, Dan! Dan's not listening right now. Somebody was listening all day long, and now no one is listening. But of course, if you're hearing me, then you're listening. But you must be listening to a rebroadcast, because I'm telling you, as I'm broadcasting this live, there's no one. No one listening. So, since I'm alone, I'll read a little of Dan's text. Dan says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please. 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 Hold on. I'm still. Oh, hello. Hello. Excuse me, everyone. Please. 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 Yes, I know. I know. Please. Ah! Quiet. Plastic explosives go all the way and are known to be quite proactive in the hesitant penitence of shell. Hesitant penitence, yeah. I like phrases like that too. You never can tell with those things unless they've been checked and kept, so don't think it. We weed well, aren't we? Hope for the hopeful, for the hopeless have enough. Yes, yes, word and wicked. Weed welly well. So don't go to sleep, Iron Lee. Don't you ever smoke the sugar, because it'll only melt on you. And sweep the mighty injustice against the wall, because the pool is full. And then he says, oh, before I go, I want to ask you why my fingernails aren't straight. Have you been touching them? I don't go quite far enough in my ruminations towards all foes. I know that. You've been denting me. You bumped me from the beginning, and I've always been poked, gouged, incised, scratched, notched, pricked, and slitted in no particular order. I owe you for waiting. Dan Bleth. Thank you.
Captain.
If only you could believe me.
This is a weirdo telethon.
raising money for good telecom equipment. Remember, you're not just helping yourself and your weirdos community. You're advancing the state of the art in dial-in streaming audio.
Well said. Well said.
Who is this?
I don't see where you get off.
Who is this?
This is the weirdo.
The weirdo?
Yes, I'm the head weirdo.
I have waited so long to meet you.
Yes, well, stop waiting. And meet me now.
But where?
That's not my problem. You worked that part out.
But I'm here.
Yes, you're here. We're all aware of that, all three of us.
Where are you?
Now you're asking a question. Where are you? Well, it so happens, Dan, that tonight's broadcast is coming from China.
Thank you. I'm gonna give you a little extra.
Wait a minute, hold on, I've got a caller waiting. I have to dial another number real quick.
Okay. You go right ahead. Don't let me stop you.
John, it's good.
Yes. Are you enjoying the number?
Yes, I am connected.
Okay, how many connections are we talking about here?
15 or 73.
That could be too many.
Well, I don't know. I installed my inverse transmogrifier into this phone.
I warned you about that, didn't I?
It's fully weirdo compatible.
Okay. If you're sure.
Compliant.
Should I read some words or text?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Here we go. Dan tells me, this is some of the public message board. He says, this is your suggestion, this is how you're going to fix up my line. No, I don't want to read that to the folks. They don't care. They really don't, I promise. Okay, all right. Now, this is our old, I shouldn't have printed any of that crap.
Glass heads and duct tape,
all that kind of ball. Here we go. It says, are any of them bald, banded, or funny slaves? You remember that?
Yeah. Got it all right up here, buddy.
Yeah, I understand that. Bald. Now, what is it you like about bald women, Dan?
I'm staunchly opposed to gender bias, and I believe that hair is one of the elements of social gender programming that should be eliminated.
Well, we'll work on that. I myself have a lot of hair. But I'm not a female, so evenly distributed.
That's right.
You can see I'm missing a lot on the top here.
Okay.
Are you looking at the webcam?
Your hair is looking rather embossed tonight, Jeremy. I like it, I must say. It's never been more smashing.
Smashing? Are you looking for me to smash my hand?
I don't think that's very nice. I'm not going to say that I said that.
Okay, we're moving on to another song, but don't you hang up now. We're just going to move on.
Are you having trouble hearing me?
Oh, just slightly. Okay, I thought you had Jerry Springer on the background.
Well, you gotta understand, I got so many microphones. I barely know where my brain is. It's very difficult. Here.
I bet you do. I bet you're one of those audio files I've been reading about.
No, I don't keep any files. Okay. Everything just comes right off the top of my head. It's no problem though.
Dude, you're so mental. I love it.
Okay. Now you see, I just lost my place here. I gotta start all over again.
Here it is. Look there.
That's better.
Right there.
You don't hear the music.
No, I can hear it chanting in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you call it. Music.
Well, I didn't coin that phrase, no, but that is what it gets called, yeah.
I have a very open mind. That's what I thought it. I was just afraid to say
okay.
To the public.
Close your mind. Close it up right now. Obviously, things are leaking out. That's not my problem. All right, now, I don't want you to worry if you can't hear me, you understand? You just keep talking. We can hear you fine. And I mean fine. You're plenty loud in the mix, let me tell you.
Very sorry about that. Sometimes I lose control of the volume of my voice.
It's not your fault. I just want you to be confident.
I can hear you, Jeremy. There, it's all happening.
You can still hear me?
Yes. Okay, all right. Just clamp down on one ear. Twist one quarter turn.
Okay, one quarter turning now. Okay, I've turned
the frog. Take that out of your ear.
It's very, it's painful. Painful.
You're misunderstanding me, man.
I heard about those too.
Yeah, I'm
I already have spiders. You got anything else good?
Cider is the best there is. Have a little sparkling wine I got from State of the Art.
No, I don't do that stuff, no.
Okay.
You got anything I can inhale?
Yeah, there's always ceiling wax.
All right, well, just go ahead and ship those to me, and yeah, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Oh, the static. What is causing that static? You know, I thought it was him, but now, say, no, it's not. Oh, my God. It's something in the wind, I don't know. What the hell? Oh, my God. See, it's still there. I was brain dead. Okay, was anybody else going to call in? What's somebody calling?
Please hang up. There are
two of you. I thought that was somebody calling. Well, it wasn't. Anyway, Dan, thanks for calling. What would I have done without you? What a broadcast it's been so far. But anyway, like I was telling Dan, I really want to do this song. It's the song we're using in order to finish off all the broadcasts. Just want to do it for you here. Punch it up on the old board here. Okay, I think this is it. I've done it. For the day of our lifetime, just for the day of, just for a lifetime, just for the day of, just for a lifetime, just for the day of, just for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.